Welcome. We are at Adams Central High School, Monroe, Indiana, home of the Flying Jets. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, the Tipton Blue Devils, as they visit the Adams Central Flying Jets. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access, putting in sports. 2008. Both teams are out on the floor. We'll mention the JV contest was decided by Tipton tonight. A 6:30 start. Pretty good travel here. Adams Central. What a quality place to be. The guy playing the music right there. He likes Def Leppard. He likes the 80s music, so I'm sure he's pleasing a lot of folks, me included. Shooting on the right now, they've had the officials meeting, both all three captains from each side with them. 9:50 left here in the pregame. We'll mention Adams Central. They're wearing the white uniforms. The home team, they've got white uniforms with red numerals. Blue Devils going to wear their royal blue uniforms. They've got the white numeral. They're taking some shots at their leisure right now. Talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. The team on the scoreboard in high school. Goldman 454. Last night, they got a win. A good win over Hamilton Heights. It was a hard-fought win. They had to come back in comeback fashion. They're plenty used to that. Let's see, with the Delta Eagle ball game. Last night, it was Tipton 54. Hamilton Heights 50. Fourth quarter for Tipton. 20 points compared to Hamilton Heights 7 in the fourth quarter. That was the factor. Second Tipton Blue Devils, they're currently number one in Class 2A. Did get an email from Coach Bryn McClure from Adams Central. Mentioned in that email that he does not ever had number one team this gym. Looking forward to playing the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils are in Class 2A, sectional. 9 are 7 in their sectional. Sectional will happen at Tipton High School. Mentioned in the sectional, it's Tipton, currently 3-0 in the East. They have won the East Division. Crossover game here in a couple of weeks. Play the winner of the West Division, all the marbles in the Hoosier Conference. So in the sectional, Tipton will be Taylor. They're currently 12-4. Stern, they're 10-6. Blackford, they're 11-6. Elwood, they're 6-12. Brooke, 4-10. And Madison Grant, 3-10. Principal at Tipton High School is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Assistant AD also, middle school AD, that's Alec Weddle. Athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Mr. Burke Emmer. Tipton High School is located at 619 Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-7574-1. The web at Tipton is com. The colors, blue and white. In the Hoosier Conference, there are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. The East Division is stacked up like this. Tipton, 3-0. They've won the division, 15-1 overall. Hamilton Heights, 2-1 since last night's win by Tipton, 8-9 overall. Western, they're 1-2, 4-11 overall. And Northwestern, 0-3, 8-5 overall. The West Division right now is Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes and Central Catholic, they're going at it. And we'll play one of those two teams in the crossover game. As mentioned, Twin Lakes 3-0, 10-4 overall. So 2-0, they're 9-4 overall. West Lafayette, they're 1-2, 10-6 overall. Central, they're 1-2, 9-8 overval. In Rensselaer Central, the Bombers are 0-3, 6-8 overall. As mentioned, the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 15 wins, 1 loss. 3-0 in the East. They have won the East Division. Head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 79 wins, only 34 losses at Tipton High School. Working in year number 5 at Tipton. For all, he's working in year number 43. Varsity head basketball coach. Record overall is very impressive. 556 wins, 193 losses. Next game on the agenda for Tipton is coming right up first of the week. Well, actually, it's going to be next Saturday. Saturday, February 3rd, 12 noon start, JV, a 1:30 start for the varsity. Open fans up to travel and attend the varsity basketball game in the girls' sectional. Next is Tipton Blue Devils, February 3rd, will travel to Shenandoah, battle with the Raiders. Put Me In Sports will be there if you cannot be there live. That's coming right up. And we'll also mention a little bit about the Adam Central Flying Jets. Adam Central Flying Jets. Got to mention football team. The football team is good. Talk to Larry Bud Wright and second the motion. Pretty sure Adam Central might win it all, but then they just fell. We'll let you know, Adam Central. Team here, head coach Michael Mosser, 141 wins, 49 losses. Next year, be year number 16. Adam Central started out at state 14-0. They needed one more win for a win in the state at Lucas Oil. A tough win. They couldn't quite get it. Indianapolis Lutheran. I have Adam Central 28. Adam Central had a pretty easy path. I heard they got the bye in the first round of the sectional. They didn't play as many games. But we'll mention Adam Central Flying Jets. They have a school enrollment. A year of 368. They're in class 2A, sectional 37. Seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen right next door, basically. It'll happen at Bluffton High School. In their sectional is Adam Central. They're 12-2. Fort Wayne Lures, 13-2. Manchester, they're 14-2. Fort Wayne Blackhawks, they're 13-4. Bluffton, they're 6-8. So, 10-3. And South Adams, 2-12. The principal at Adams Central, Katie Itch, the athletic director, he's very instrumental. We appreciate him at Tipton In Sports. That's Jeff McCullough. The athletic secretary is Candy. We mentioned Adams Central High School is located 222 West Washington Street, Monroe, Indiana, 46772. They were the colors red and white. Perform in the Allen County Athletic Conference. There are seven teams. The Allen County, we'll mention at the top right now, it is Adams Central. Central got a win last night. They're now 6-0 in the conference. They're 12-2 overall. The County Patriots. They're at 3-1. They're 5-9 overall. Woodland, the Woodland Warriors are 2-2. They're 8-6. Heritage, that was the opponent last night for Adams Central. Heritage Patriots, they're now 2-2, 5-10 overall. Upton, the Tigers are 2-3 and 8 overall. Southern Wells Raiders. 1-3, they're 4-10 overall. South Adams, the Starfires are 0-4, they're 2-12. We're going to have a national anthem. I'll take that back. We'll go ahead and finish this up. Adams Central, they're 12-2 overall, they're 6-0 in the Allen County Athletic Conference. Their head coach is Aaron McClure. McClure, 189 wins, 108 losses, working in year number 18. In his second stint, Adams Central, he's a 23-year coach. All those years right here at Adams Central. For all his 242 wins, 267 losses, 23rd year overall. I did talk to him. Let me know that those 2 years, 05 and 06, he was transitioning administrative position in the school system. He got that handle. Quality guy, he can transition right back into coaching. A lot of people are happy he did. That's the story. He's been here 23 years. Took a couple of years off. Well, this is the next game on the agenda for Adams Central. Thursday, February 1st, 6 o'clock, JV, 7:30, varsity. Fremont Eagles here at Adams Central to battle with the Flying Jets. Getting ready to have the national anthem. Is that a fight song for Adams Central? Ask us to stand at attention, I'm quite sure. The national anthem. Go ahead and stand. Pretty crowded area right here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light how may we hailed by thy glad gleaming stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Ramparts we watched were so gallantly singing. And rockets red squares of our bursting in air. We grew through the night. Flag was still there. Save us as star-spangled banner yet wave.
Well done. Big address. National anthem. What a vibrato. That guy's good. He's the guy that plays good music. So pay attention. You might be able to hear some. Done. Adams Central. Good dress. A little bit about Tipton Blue Devils. We'll let you know the coverage of basketball and Tipton County sports can be found in the weekly Wednesday printed edition online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. Take on games and results. Follow at Michelle2L_Garmin. Michelle_Garmin on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm going to mention the starting lineup. We'll do the same. On the visiting side of the scoreboard, the Tipton Blue Devils wearing number 3, 6'6" junior, 18.7 per game average. Carpenter, number 5, 6'2" junior, 5.7 per game average. Sam Quigley, number 11, 6'1" senior, 20.9 per game average. Nolan Swan, wearing number 12, and senior. And Tracy, 6.9 points per game average. Starting here at the bottom right here, 23. Number 23, 6 foot senior. Tin Money, 12.5. Head coach to the Tipton Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Adams Central Flying Jets. Number 2. Put 11 senior, 11 points per game. Imagine that's the coach's son, Micah McClure. Micah, 6'8". That's a good verse. Wearing number 10, 11 senior, 5 points per game average. Ryan Chester. Wearing number 12, 6'2" junior, 12 points per game average. Wearing number 22. 6'7" senior, 23 points a game average, 10 rebounds per game. Dick Schultz, and wearing number 23, 6'4" sophomore, 8 points per game average. Braylon Reber. Coach for Adams Central is Mr. Aaron McClure. finishing up right now, knuckling up. Blue Devils out on the circle. Brady Carpenter, Jr., knuckling up right there at half court. He goes, jump it up, 6'22", Isaac Schultz. 6'7", Schultz, 6'6", Carpenter. The toss is good. The backcourt should have been picked up by Adam Schedule. The money steals the ball. Back around. It'll be thrown wide, right side. And saving the basketball from going out of bounds, Brady Carpenter. Down inside. I believe that was five. Sam Quigley. Don't quote me. Devils up 2-0. Seven to work it down low off the glass. Feed right there. That was 22, Isaac Schultz. Ball game of two. He's going to cross the timeline. Grady Carpenter. Works it in, jacks the money, left elbow, Sam Quigley. Back to Grady. Grady out top, and move it left side to the corner, jacks the money. Back out, Nolan Swan. Long, three-point shot, Grady Carpenter, rims out. Window, rebound, Sam Quigley. Another opportunity in the front court. Swan going to drive the lane, going to stop and pop a 12-footer. Nothing but net. Two contests. In front, he was driving the lane, they're moving it quick. Couldn't get the original shot, it's going to be a jump ball. Little shot in the paint taken by Micah McClure. With the rebound, it's 22 Isaac Schultz. All available. They tied it up. So possession error. Going to give us a central. They're bringing in right the bucket on the baseline. Get it in. They move it around the perimeter. Touches the hand briefly. Reber. Out top. Ian Tester. They get it back to point guard. Working it right there to Micah McClure. That elbow right side out top. Moving the basketball. Jackson Money going to guard it out top. They'll go right side behind the arc. A shot wouldn't go. Shot taken by Tim Ryan Chester. Chester saves it from going out of bounds. Credit a good save. Isaac Schultz. Work it down. Well, I take that back. That save from Braylon Reber. Braylon Reber. First foul in the ball game. It's going to be in the front court of Adam Central. Tracy going to pick up the first foul in the ball game. 6.5 minutes left. He's played 90 seconds. Be a quick up-and-down game. Might be a lot of points on the board. Outside the arc, and work it down low. Lost the handle, pick it back up. Jump shot, Isaac Schultz. Free throw line. Get it. Rebound, Nolan Swan. Outlet, half court, Grady Carpenter. Pass around Sam Quigley. Lower it on the perimeter. Go to the corner with it. Ryan Tracy. Shot wouldn't go. Board there, Jackson Money. Jackson thought it was off of the hands of 23, Braylon Reber. So says no. Oh, Adam Stickle can bring it in from the backcourt. In right here, toss it in. Micah McClure. Micah McClure, 5'11 senior. McClure's getting 11 points per game average. Outside the arc, McClure right side. He'll bounce it in. Outside the paint, turnaround jumper. Couldn't get the bucket. Shot taken there by Isaac Schultz. Grady Carpenter in his face. But the board was Nolan Swan. Carpenter would drive the lane. He'll pop it outside the lane. 2-4 shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Adam Central. Trace Mahler. We're in the front court. You have about 3 guards that can handle the point. We're going to back out top now. Number 10, Ryan Tester. And arc in quickly guarding the basketball. That's McClure on the dribble. He'll go baseline. To the opposite corner. Save the basketball. And then Isaac Schultz covers. And they'll give the ball back to McClure. To him, it's Sam Quigley. You know, bounce it down low. The worker inside out play. McClure's going to drive. You know, take a 14 footer. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Ryan Tracy. Be a first foul in the ball game. Whistled against Adam Central. So that's on 23. Braylon Reber. They'll have the foul totals. I'll have to listen to public address to know who the foul was on and how many fouls they have. Not going to occupy that space on the scoreboard. I thought it was like that in the JV game. Long, 3-point shot straight away, wouldn't go. Swan, back on defense, going to be a blocking foul. Looked like McClure might have got away with a little step there. Going to call a block. Going to ignore the step, and the foul's going to be whistled. And Swan. Swan has one. Blue Devils have two. Thus far on Adam Central. Going to be brought in and left the bucket on the baseline. Micah McClure, he'll bounce it in. Outside the arc, he'll get the ball back. Tester at the lane, he'll take a fadeaway jumper, rim around, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board with Ryan Tracy. Tracy had a good block out. Second foul in the contest, whistled on 23, Braylon Reber. He's going to lead the ball game here for a little bit. In the ball game is 13, Carter Steele. Take a breather. That's Reber in the ball game. It's Carter Steele. Steele, a 6'3 senior. Where's number 13? The court shifted. We're getting around the perimeter. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Double team. He'll pass out of there. High pass. There by Grady Carpenter. Back in the front court. He'll dribble the lane now. He'll pass it down low. Reverse layup. Jackson Money for two. Carpenter with another assist. 4:20 on the game clock. First quarter. 6-2 contest. Blue Devils by four. Right side inside the arc. They'll bring it back out. McClure might have got away with another foot movement. No call. Going to go off the glass. Down with the go. Next shot taken by number 10, Ryan Chester. Rebound Tipton. Money cross court pass. Not crossing the timeline. Court Grady Carpenter. He'll pick up each pass. He'll pass it down low to Ryan Tracy. Back out to Grady. Grady's going to work a right side of the cylinder. They're working back around. They go to the corner with it. Sam Quigley. Quigley, a three-point shot. Right corner baseline is good. 2 contest. Devils by 7. 3:40 left. We're in the first quarter. We're at Adams Central High School. Got to go by their football field with a quality place. They have natural grass. That's the way to go sometimes. So we're going to have a shot in the front court. Taken by Trey Smaller. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Tipton. Court long. 3-point shot. Nolan Swan rims out. Jackson Money. Try to get it. Kick right there, tried to steal the basketball, and the whistle blew. I'm sure Jackson thought the foul was going to be called on him, but it's a timeout called by Coach Aaron McClure. So 30-second timeout, they're going to remain standing. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Towers, Septic and Sewer. Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business. Fulton Killing. Since the year 2000, what started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. They pump residential and corporate septic tanks and grease traps in Hamilton County and surrounding counties. Give them a call, 317-339-3327, 317-339-9327. On in backward, trot to the timeline. On the dribble, Adam Central. That's number 10, Ryan Chester being guarded there by Sam Quigley. The move around the perimeter. McClure works it down low. In the paint off the glass, left side. Bucket, Isaac Schultz. 3 minutes left. Quarter across the timeline with a pass. Nolan Swan, Jackson Money. Back to Nolan. Straight out top. They're working down low. Try to pass it to Ryan Tracy. It's intercepted. Back the other direction. That pick. And Schultz in the front court with the basketball. Ike McClure working around the perimeter. Schultz, spin move outside the paint. They'll take a shot, it'll roll around and fall in. But Isaac Schultz, the senior, I'm sure he's got a place to go next year. 32 on the game clock. Timeline, Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money back to Grady. Out near the center circle. He'll pick it up. He'll work it down low to Tracy. Passes it back out of it. Trying to get to Nolan outside the arc, and it's intercepted. From Central, McClure tries a shot in the paint. Nolan Carpenter recycles it. They're back the other direction. Outside the paint. Couldn't get the shot. Fighting for the board right there. Tipped up ahead. This is going to go to the hoop. He was looking for a layup. He was being heavily contested by Quigley. Game Quigley. And for the ball, we're going to get a piece of Schultz. And Schultz will shoot too. Sam Quigley. A lot of folks saying that that foul was on the floor. Spin on his way up. That is good. Isaac Schultz, he's shooting 74% from the free throw line. I'm very thankful, for Mr. Aaron McClure. But in fact, that's very nice. Makes the game sound a little bit better, I think. Shot for Schultz, rims out, one go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. 2-7 contest, Blue Devils by 2. Left here in the first quarter. Nolan Swan outside. Works it back to Grady. Now right side behind Art. Sam Quigley back to Grady Carpenter. They're working in free throw line. Jackson Money to the corner. Sam Quigley. Quigley has the second three-pointer here in the first quarter. The shot is good. It's 12-7. The timeline, McClure. They're working back out top. That's Tim Ryan Chester. back out in the corner, bringing around the perimeter, going to the corner with it. Number 12, that's Trace Muller. They're going to throw a deep pass behind the arc, and it's going to go out of bounds. Difficult pass to handle. We'll bring the ball in, three-quarter court. In the ball game for Tipton is number 4. And senior, and Hare, breather, maybe an extended quarter break. Action money. Timeout at a walk pace, Nolan Swan. Joe McClure, outside the arc, a long three-point shot. Basically, NBA range. NBA range, 23-foot, shooting 18-foot 6 here. The long one, that was Nolan Swan. 15-7, Blue Devils by 8. Minute left here in the first quarter. Out top, three-point shot on the way, rims out. Joe, shot taken by Trace Miller. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To the sideline, 52 seconds left. The court, Nolan Swan, back to Grady. Center circle. Started right there by Ryan Chester. Chester steps the responsibility there. He's going to get a blocking foul. Chester, you look at him, you can see that he probably was on the football team. Ben in the way. He's getting biceps. Going to bring the ball in. Front court. Grady Carpenter. Sam Quigley. Carpenter back to Quigley. Out top center circle. It's the right side. Well behind the arc. Nolan Swan. Second. He'll drive it in. Elbow. He gets back to Grady Carpenter. He'll float a three. Three-point shot is good. Carpenter. 18-7. Blue Devils by 11. 24 seconds left. Just crossing the timeline. Stationary dribble. To McClure. He'll dribble now. Sam Quigley going to force the issue with their defense. Back center circle. Smaller back to McClure. 18 seconds. He's deep in the front court. On the dribble, being guarded by Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it into Schultz. Outside the paint, takes a shot. It's blocked by Grady Carpenter. And the clock is going to empty out. They're not going to allow that jump ball to happen. I think not, because there was no inbound. The quarter, and the jump ball not going to happen. Alternate possession arrow is going to give it to Central. Right, correct way. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Floor Score. The Floor Score at the edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. You may find that shopping online isn't really necessary, but is required. They're just east on State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership. Station is 1003 Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, different name. In Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan, give you a hand when they can. They'll also support your choice with your decisions. There, they support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the Floor Store. 765-675-3230. That's 765-675-230. Set for the Tracy John Cougar. Small town. Both small towns, I'll tell you what. Good ball game here tonight. But in half court, also possession here. I tell you what, they give it to Tipton. Arrow was going the correct way. I spoke the wrong way. I thought we were in the second half, evidently. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. Working through the free throw line, Gavin Hare. Works it outside the arc, team quickly back to Grady. Take a three-point shot off the mark. Rebound, Gavin Hare. Couple of the shots blocked by Schultz. Picked up there after the from to the corner. Three-point opportunity. Rims off this time. And Quiggin in the ballgame is Landon Spidell. Tony got the board. Out of the way, and Schultz going to go hard through the hoop. Left hand layup is good. Obviously a rim rocker here in this game, maybe a couple. Hey, Schultz is capable. Grady Carpenter capable. We'll see. Down baseline. The arc shot taken by Landon Spidell. It's blocked by Schultz. Schultz, 7 senior. Working around the perimeter, off the handle. Stolen by Nolan Swan. Adam Central front court. Going to work it back outside the lane. He's going to lose the handle out of bounds. Belong to Adam Central, the Flying Jets. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. It's 23. 6-foot senior, Jackson Money. Here, going to get a breather. 52 on the game clock. Second quarter, 18-9. Blue Devils by 9. Outside the arc, they're working down low. Schultz, they'll bounce it once on the surface. Go back up off the glass. The way they teach him is you're going to feed him down low. That center is going to bounce it one time, not twice, with the shot. Oof, has been to a lot of camps, you can tell. We're going to back around. Quigley in the front court. They'll bounce it, elbow. I had to move to Carpenter. Move right there. He gets Jackson Money. Cross court pass. Stolen by Braylon Reber. Reber back in the ballgame second quarter. Two fouls in the contest. Out in half court. Sam Quigley. Dribble. Nolan Swan back to Quigley. Going to be picked up in the ballgame for Adam Senseless. Number 3, Max Hamilton. Max Hamilton, a 5'10 senior. By the arc, Grady Carpenter. That's the back and forth. Nolan Swan. Again, he'll take a 3 well behind the arc. He'll get the 3. Left elbow extended at least a couple of steps behind the arc. 1-11, Blue Devils by 10. Ryan Tracy going to check back in here next dead ball. Basketball outside. Isaac Schultz way outside. Handling the basketball. Back around at number 3, Max Hamilton. 10 senior. They're working around the perimeter. Braylon Reber going to dribble in. He'll go baseline. Couldn't nail the jump stop. He's going to move that pivot foot. Saw him from traveling. So Ryan Tracy back in the ballgame. Also back in the ballgame for the Flying Jets is number 10. The Chester players, the original starters. Breather. 35 on the game clock. Brings it in. Grady back to Nolan. Across the timeline at a walk pace. Picking him up in from a quarter. Timeline to get it back to Grady. Now back to Nolan. Now to Jackson Money. Elbow right side. You get it back to Grady. Back to elbow shot. Short off the rim for Jackson. Where'd he go? Rebound, Michael McClure. Direction to go to the corner with. High baseline spin move in the paint. A shot wouldn't go for Trace Milton. Trace Muller. Front court. Almost approach. He'll kick it back out. Nolan Swan to the corner. Ryan Tracy. He'll bring it back out. Off. Right there. Nolan Swan. They're moving around quick. They'll go baseline. Landon Spidell. Pass is going to be tipped and stolen by Adam Central. They're going to work it up ahead. They're going to call an offensive foul. Schultz down low on the block. 12, Trace Mahler. And Trace Mahler, the vigorous, is going to pick up the offensive foul on his approach. So, first foul here in the second quarter. Adam Central will be brought in backcourt, back in the ballgame for Tipton. 5, Sam Quigley. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. Center circle, Nolan Swan. Sam Quigley, right side. And Tracy. In the corner, he'll get the ball stolen. Way and on the approach there is 12, Trace Muller. The glass couldn't get it. Down secured. Isaac Schultz, he'll go up to the shot, he's tripped. Right there by Grady Carpenter, no foul. Out of bounds, going to belong to the Flying Jets. Bucket on the baseline. Muller, excuse me, McCord brings it in. And there's Ryan Chester. They're working back inside. Reber. Reber's in the paint. He'll go off the glass. Got the bucket. Braylon Reber for 2. He's a 6'4 sophomore. 1-13. Blue Devils by 8. Front court. Then around. It's Nolan Swan out center court. Now to Grady Carpenter. Left side here. Spin move. They go inside the arc. 3-point shot from the left corner baseline. Jackson Money. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Braylon Reber out back to the front. McCorder down low to Schultz. Schultz couldn't get the original shot. The rebound was Grady Carpenter. Starting to dribble in. Fine. But he gets to Ryan Tracy. Lost the handle. Couldn't get a good shot away. Now they go to the corner. Sam Quigley couldn't get the 3. Isaac Schultz with the rebound. Pass it on ahead. Trace Mahler's shot is recycled by Grady Carpenter. Cut court outside the arc. Shot good. 3-point shot, Nolan Swan, 24-13, Blue Devils by 11 again. Dribble, spin move in the paint. Isaac Schultz got his shot blocked by Grady Carpenter. Schultz going to play defense in the front court now. Blue Devils in the front court. 5, Isaac. Sam Quigley will go to the corner with it. 3-point shot, good. Jackson Money for 3. 7-13, 14-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 2:54 on the game clock. McClure brings it across the timeline and pass it left side. Our Graylin Reber, he'll dribble. Working against him is Tracy. Spin move at the elbow. He'll go up to the shot. The layup, and got fouled in the act of shooting. Graylin Reber will shoot two. They're going to whistle a foul on Carpenter. Brady, he has one. Contest. In the second quarter, both teams with one. 2:43 left. Reber at the line. Shot up and good. Reber was shooting 50%. Climbing heavily right now. He's going to take a breather. He wants a minute. Got a little gimme right there. Maybe the lower right leg. Could also get the bounce pass from the official. Shot up. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Jackson Money with the rebound. He'll outlet. Pacing the sideline is Grady Carpenter. The work at right side, Jackson Money behind the arc, back to Grady, center circle, picked up there by number 10, Ryan Chester. Oh, Jackson Money working behind the arc. Quigley, back to Grady, he'll take a straightaway three-point shot and get it. Couple of steps behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. Shot is good, it's 30-14, Blue Devils by 16. 12 on the game clock, outside the arc, the pop of three. Taken there, that was 10, Ryan Chester, rebound Blue Devils. Court in a hurry, Jackson Money in the corner. Nearly lost the handle, regathered it, had possession, tipped out of bounds. By Braylon Reber, it's going to belong to Tippett from the baseline. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. 2:01 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils 30, Jets 14. This game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Stokes Bear, that's Century 21. Real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa, just Stokes Bear that has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. The list. Or let Lisa look for residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. That number is 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely, but says lady who listens. Rely on experience, rely on knowledge, rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 21-317-513-4086. We're going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter is going to trigger the inbound. Court right there, trying to get loose to Jackson Money. They'll bring it in to Sam Quigley. With the basketball, they'll bring it back out top in the center circle, Jackson Money. Being guarded there closely by Ryan Chester. To that top again, Grady Carpenter. Chester, him. Straight away, Jackson Money going to dribble in. Back out, Grady Carpenter. They'll reset the offense. They give it back to Nolan Swan in the center circle. Right side, Grady Carpenter. Evenly by McClure. So we're going back around to the corner. Three-point shot in the air, good. Sam Quigley, a third three-pointer. Here in the first half, that one was from the opposite corner. 1:23 left. First half. Going to pass down low. McClure caught there. Going back up with a shot with Trace Mahler. He was in the paint. He had to do something. He was holding the basketball. 3 second call was getting close. Trace Mahler. Foul. He'll shoot two shots. Foul in the quarter on Tipton. Not good. Trace Mahler shooting 73%. The foul strike. Second shot for Mahler, also good. 3:16, Blue Devils in front. From the backcourt, going to walk it to the timeline, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Going to be picked up there by Ken Ryan Chester. Outside the arc, three-point shot, misses. Stepped there on the rebound by Ryan Tracy. The money, Grady Carpenter back to Jackson. And outside the arc, he'll pick. They'll get a pass outside of the arc to Nolan Swan. Couldn't get the three. Step it back out as Ryan Tracy, like Grady Carpenter. Quickly back to Grady. Grady's outside the arc. He'll bounce it down low. Trying to find Ryan Tracy in good hands by McClure. Knocks it free. Jets in the front court after the steal. 7 seconds left. By the arc, Trace Mahler. Corner, they're working around. That's Tester. Mahler might have moved his feet. Play with it. Goes baseline off the glass. Layup is good for Mahler. 3:18 point advantage for the Blue Devils. 18 seconds left. Devils in the front court. All around Grady Carpenter. Elbow. Jackson Money back out top. Nolan Swan now back to Grady. Let's get past him quickly. 7 seconds left. Quickly on the dribble. They're working the free throw line. Nolan Swan. You're going to have to pop a shot. Quickly. They're going to get rid of it. Long. 3-point shot. Rims out. Grady Carpenter. That was right on line. Go to halftime. Halftime score. Level 33. Central. Flying Jets 18. Could be a 10-minute intermission. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Jewelers Barry Tipton. Times are made for precious moments. Jewelers are there to meet your every need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver. Anyway, stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, right next door to the Diana Theater. Hope Jewelers are located at 135 Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-75-9720. Again, that number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily. Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, time. At Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you in every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first 3-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. That's Tipton in Noblesville. Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, times are not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. Hey, what we'll mention a little bit about a human interest story. This is a good story. It's absolutely true. Mr. Jeff Hurd, I enjoy that guy a lot. I love talking with him. I actually like better listening to him. He let me know this back when Lewis Cass was at Tipton playing basketball. December 20th, he let me know that one of the officials, only officiates middle school, high school, IHSAA boys basketball. Let me know that this gentleman, line judge in the NFL, there's number 9 on his back. That's Dana Kinsey. Jim McKenzie. The reason I bring this up because Jeff Hurd let me know that tomorrow's AFC Divisional Playoff game, the city in Baltimore, Dana McKenzie will be working the sideline as a line judge. Look for number 9 tomorrow, and Jeff Hurd also tells me that there's an inside chance Dana McKenzie will work this year's Super Bowl, Las Vegas. Man, that's giving me chills, and I am not kidding at all. Incredible. I appreciate him letting us know. 44 on the intermission clock. So mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Running and Truck Store. Truck Store, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Tires, kicks, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have more than 1,000 products available for you. You can visit Runyon Truck Store, or you can call them. They're just outside of Elwood. They have an Atlanta, Indiana rural address. Their phone number is 765-552-5130. That's 765-552-5130. That's Runyon Truck Store. They to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. We'll also mention bringing you this contest tonight is Mr. Muffin's Trains. Mr. Muffin's Trains, they just relocated. They're right there at the end of Atlanta, Indiana. Right there where Bargain Bob's used to be. Strip center out of that now. They're leasing it out and making a good advantage for a lot of companies. Mr. Muffin's Trains is one of them. Here at Bob Morrison began the Bob's, and he sold it to Bob DeCamp. Right now, in suite number 30, it's Mr. Muffin's Trains. You can find him online at MrMuffinsTrains.com. His new address is 2801 State Road 19. And you'll be amazed. If you're still a kid at heart, have a kid take him over there. That's Mr. Muffin's Trains. You can reach him at 765-292-0022. At 765-292-2022. We'll also mention about what's going on. We'll talk about the girls' section. Sector for the Blue Devils, Lady Devils. This game will be Wednesday. It's coming up Wednesday, the 31st. 7:30 start. Tipton will be going against Blackburn, the Blackburn Lady Bruins. That's Class 2A, Sectional 39. Sectional will happen at Elwood High School. So make sure you make the trip. Too much of a trip. Tipton to Elwood, about 9 miles. Not too bad. We'll also mention happening. Class 2A, 2A ranking this week. January 23rd, I have the top 17 wrote down right here. Top this week. At number one is the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 15-1. They're Class 2A. Sectional 39. They're sectional at Tipton High School. Two this week at Fort Wayne Lures. The ninth. Have them down here at 12-1. The sectional 37. Wayne Lures will be right next door. They'll have their sectional at Bluffton High School. For three this week, Wapahani, the Raiders, they're currently 13-1. Sectional 40, they'll have their sectional at Alexandria. And number four this week is Brownstown Central Braves. 13-4 presently. Sectional 46. Sectional will be at Southwestern High School at Hanover. And at number five this week, it is Southwestern. Southwestern Rebels out of Hanover. They're 14-2. So 46 at Michigan. They will host their own section of Southwestern. At number six this week at Fort Wayne Blackhawks. The Braves are 12-4. Sectional 37, again, it's there at Bluffton. Sectional 7, it's Providence Pioneers. They're 11-3. Sectional 46, they're at Southwestern at Hanover also. At number 8 this week is Paoli. Paoli Rams, they're 10-2. Sectional 47, they will host Paoli. At number 9 this week is Adams Central. The Flying Jets. We're watching the Flying Jets right here. Dead High School, Adams Central. They're currently 12-2. Sectional 37. Jog over. Short distance. Sectional at Bluffton. Tennessee. Sullivan. The Golden Arrows. 13-3 on the season. Sectional 47. They'll be at Paoli. At number 11 this week, Manchester, the Squires, 13-2. Sectional 37, they'll also be at Bluffton. Pretty good loaded sectional at Bluffton. At number 12 this week, Tudor Panthers, 10-4 on the season. Extra 43, that will be at Sheridan High School. At number 13 this week, North Posey, the Vikings, they're 12-2. 48, they'll be at Forest Park. 14, Park Heritage. Park Heritage, they are the Wolves. They're 12-4. They'll be in sectional 44. They'll be at Green Castle. At number 15 this week, the 21st Century Cougars, 7-6, sectional 33. They'll be at Bowman Academy. 16 this week, there are two teams tied at 16. First team is Houses. So they are the Jets. Also, they're 11-3. 45, they'll be at South Ripley. The second number 16 this week. Out of number 17 overall, all of them added together, is going to be Perry Central, the Commodores. Now, I'm not talking about Lionel Richie. Perry Central Commodores, currently 4-11. 4-11. Sectional 48. Forest Park section. They must be pretty darn good at 4-11. Besides number 15. They're going to enter the basketball. Also, possession arrow. Long two. Adam Central. Brought in by Reber. Backcourt slightly. Picked up by Micah McClure. Across the timeline. Right side, Chester. Top to Reber. To McClure. He'll dribble in. He'll take a shot outside the paint off the glass. Got the bucket. Micah McClure. Averaging 11. 8. 7:40 on the game clock. Jets begun the second half. We're in the third quarter. 33-20. Tipping by 13. In the front court, Blue Devils. They'll bounce it down low outside the paint. They'll bring it back out to the corner. Grady Carpenter. Cross court double shift. Quickly to Jackson Money. Jackson Money left up center. It's a good roll. Bounces off the backboard and back in. 3-point shot for Jackson. 6:20. They're going to pass it down low. It goes hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Brought in by the Blue Devils. Backcourt. Ryan Tracy. Swan. Now seeing Quigley. We'll bring it to the timeline. The left side, well behind the arc. Tracy, back to Quigley. Fourth, run the triangle. And elbow. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan Swan off the mark. 3-point land, wouldn't go. Rebound, Isaac Schultz. They're working in the front court. Chester, spin move outside the paint. Nice move. And Chester, 6:22. By 14, ball's in the front court. Grady Carpenter, the dribble. Around, bring it back around. I'm going to get a reach-in foul. Control of the ball. He had lost control of the ball. He's probably let continuous play. Off the handle, they whistled the foul. That foul whistled on 10, Ryan Chester. And we brought in left of the bucket on the baseline, Grady Carpenter. Money in the corner. Pass it out to Nolan Swan. Coach Cliff Hawkins almost got in the game there. Pass was errant. Cliff Hawkins not happy, but Swan kept the ball from hitting. Cliff Hawkins has played plenty of basketball, I'm quite sure. Work it down low, Isaac. Isaac Schultz couldn't get the paint. There's a shot out of paint. Going to be a steal at half court. To McClure, gets the steal. This is off to Schultz. Schultz for two in the paint. 6:24, a 12-point advantage. In the front court with the basketball, Nolan Swan. Elbow at Jackson Money back outside. To Grady Carpenter. Threat available. He'll dribble right. Working against him is McClure. Inside, inside, out play. 3-point shot. Jackson Money wouldn't go. Rebound, Braylon Reber. Timeline is Micah McClure. Side to bring it back out to Reber. Set the offense back to McClure. They'll bring it back out to the point. And working in the center circle, looking, guarding him loosely is Nolan Swan. He's screened off by Schultz. Didn't utilize the screen too much. But we're back out top. Reber thought about a three. McClure, he'll take a three. Straight away, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Pass the timeline. Pass right side, Nolan Swan. Spin move on the baseline. But we're getting Jackson Money to kick it back out to Grady Carpenter. 5:25 on the game clock. 36-24, Blue Devils by 12. Baseline jumper is good. Nolan Swan for two. 38-24. 14, third quarter. Outside the arc. Outside the arc, right side. Outside the arc there, that was Isaac Schultz at 6'7". Back around McClure, back to Schultz. Outside the arc. Pull around there at 12, Trace Muller. Shut off, 3-point shot. Ryan Chester wouldn't go. Rebound put back. It's good. Isaac Schultz. He's in 23 points a game. Schultz, 15 in the contest. That is a nice scoreboard right there. Track of the guys that are on the floor. Finger roll, gonna be a steal and a finger roll from Micah McClure. McClure getting close to his 11. They're right there. Timeline at a walk pace. Nolan Swan, right side. Grady Carpenter. 8:28. Gets cut the lead to 10. Records the basketball. Jackson Money out top. Nolan Swan. Free throw line. Grady Carpenter. Now seeing Quigley. Long 3-point shot. Nolan Swan short off the rim. Window. Rebound Karam. Micah McClure. He'll dish off to Isaac Schultz. Hit the first shot. Got his own board. Went back up. And Nolan Swan, to get the basketball over the back of Isaac Schultz. Schultz says, I was shooting, and he was. Rebounding his own shot, landing on the floor, and they didn't get any shots. Common foul. Foul whistled on Nolan Swan. Going to work the ball back around. Outside, Chester. Back to Isaac. Isaac going to dribble in. Kick it back out, McClure. To the corner. With the 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Out of bounds. Going to be the last touch by Tipton. Ryan Tracy couldn't quite handle it. Hot rebound. Bucket. It's going to be brought in right in the bucket by Micah McClure. Then Reber. Reber going to go baseline. Guarding him is Ryan Tracy. Off in the paint, he'll dish off. Good cut right there. Number 10, Ryan Sester for two. In the fine hit. Coming back to the fourth of timeout. Cliff Hawkin, 38-30 by 8. Second timeout, 3:43 left. Recorder, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Team's Auto Parts. Auto Parts there, CarQuest Auto Parts. Seated at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. South edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. Send by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. Are a locally owned automotive parts store works to serve. That's Dean's. Dean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, Indiana. A little more John Cougar. Jack and Diane. So what John Cougar's earlier albums. They are good. Earlier albums. They are good. John Cougar, Seymour Nation. Say what? A guy who plays guitar. And even takes time at Live Aid. This is REO Speedwagon. They only let you play a couple of songs back in 85. Crowd. Ball brought in backward. Sam Quigley. Timeline at a walk pace is Nolan Swan. Side Quigley. 3:34 left. Clock moving. Third quarter. Chester got a piece of the ball there. Nearly got a steal picked up by Grady Carpenter. Now side the paint. Jackson Money. Back out center circle. Grady Carpenter. Spin move. Working against Chester. Works it down low. Off the glass. Couldn't get it. Jackson Money got his own board. Back out. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out. Excuse me. Rims around and falls in. Quigley. Alex has 4 shots in the ballgame. 3 were in the first half of the basketball. And we're going to download to Schultz. Schultz trying to back, and in front of him was Tracy. Stole the basketball on the hoop type of pass. Outside the arc, 3-point shot would go for Grady Carpenter. A rebound to pass it up ahead. Reber to the paint. Inside the paint, he'll take the jump shot. Tank Rage pass. And Reber for 2. 1:32. Blue Devils by 9. 35 left quarter. Side the arc on the dribble. Nolan Swan. Center circle. Grady Carpenter back to Swan. Swan's going to go baseline. Bump right there. No foul call. So we're back to Jackson Money. Free throw line. Nolan Swan outside the arc. Spin move dribble. Double. Team to get it to Grady Carpenter. Cross court outside the paint. Try to get the shot. Wouldn't go for Grady. Rebound Ryan Tracy. He went right back up, and he got fouled. Get the out of the way too bad. He did release it to make sure it was a shot. You got to release it if you're going to get fouled. Don't come down with the basketball. But jump on. 12 left. Tracy shooting 2. A shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. He on the season shooting 71%. Now 5 for 8. 63%. They'll have one more. Ryan Tracy, second shot is good. Tracy got the back end of a two-shot foul. Front court, 42-32. Blue Devils by 10. 3 left. Quarter. And fourth, right there in my quarter, this was Trace Mauer. Chester, McClure, Mauer, now back to Chester. Outside the arc, McClure's going to dribble in and go to the corner with it. Off the mark, short off the rim, wouldn't go. 3-point shot by Trace Mauer. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. One in the front court, he'll dribble in. Up back out top. Carpenter will reset the offense. We're working down baseline. Quigley dribbles once. He makes it to the backcourt. Stolen by Tester. The tip and the steal. And he'll get the layup, right in the layup. Credit that bucket. Number 10, Ryan Tester. 11 senior, averaging 5 per game. Tester has 6 in the contest. Pull back in. Grady Carpenter takes a shot. It's recycled by Isaac Schultz. Shot is good. The fans like it. He goes out of bounds, and the team that shot the basketball gets the ball back, and they'll bring it back from bounds. It ain't no big deal. So taking a breather is Ryan Tracy. Back in the ball game, playing with Fidel. Tipped away, and McClure going to go for a reverse layup. Couldn't get it. Isaac Schultz right there to put it back in. But for Schultz, Schultz has 17 in the contest. He's all scores. 54 seconds left. Court Jackson money. 236 by 6. Side right in front of his coach, Tip Hawkins, Grady Carpenter. Jackson money dribbles back through to Grady. Works it back in, Nolan Swan. Turnaround jumper is good. Turnaround jumper. Schultz, hand in the face. Nolan for 2. 436. 30 seconds left. Timeline, going to hold the basketball up right here. Just take some air out of it. Micah McClure is playing fourth catch with Trace Mauer. Now Chester will get in on the passing. Ryan Chester, now back out center circle, holding the basketball. Micah McClure, back right side. They go to the corner with it, bring it back out from Isaac Schultz. Cross court skip pass, Reber from the corner. They'll bring it back out, 2 seconds left. McClure takes a shot, wouldn't go. They're not going to allow the tip in. It was after the buzzer. Isaac Schultz thought he might have had 2 points there. I got to mention Coach McClure in agreement with the officials. He's a quality guy. I said, what both these coaches? Genuine in this gym tonight. So we'll go to the fourth quarter. It's left. Devils 44, Flying Jets 36. Tracy's going to check back in. Bring the quarter break. Well, Megan, this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana. 1708 8th Street. We call them at 317-773-4800. Their number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26 seats, box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can listen to some Neil Diamond. And what is a good one? It's a good song for a lot of crowds. All know it. And the cheerleaders sing it. Say what? That's Smitty's favorite song. Dan Smith, middle school, Hampton Heights, the athletic director. Put in. Possession arrow, Tipton. Front court, Ryan Tracy. Up top, we're working the basketball. Using the point there is Sam Quigley. Aside, Nolan Swan. against him is Micah McClure. Back out top Swan in the center circle. Picked up there by Ryan Chester. We're going to backpedal Joe and bring it back around. Chester looking for another steal. We're going to get an inside elbow right side. Grady Carpenter. He can foul. We're going to whistle this on Micah McClure. Micah has played the whole game. He's just picking up his first foul. He played a clean ball game. 7:36 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 44-36. Close by eight. That net was kind of stripped. It's kind of weird looking. It jumped up and made it look right. Do that when it don't look right. To the corner, baseline. Three-point shot, good. Ryan Tracy for three, right corner baseline. Blue Devils up by 11. 7:36. 23 here in the fourth quarter. Out top, they're moving the point. McClure, left side, to work it back around. Four. Back to Chester. He'll work it down to the baseline on a bounce pass. Going up for the shot. Couldn't get it. Isaac Schultz. Oh, he'll shoot on this one. Probably got ripped off on that putback foul. But they brought him from out of bounds. Out for Schultz. Good. 7:12 left. 10-point advantage for Tipton. 47-37. Isaac Schultz. Shot also good. He's working on that average. He's climbing the ball game at 74%. Right. Bradley, 67. 5 on the game clock. On the zero left. Behind the arc, Sam Queen. Top of the circle, Grady Carpenter. Wants to pass it down low to Tracy. Working to land and spide it on the back out top to Grady Carpenter. Tracy on the dribble. He'll go between the legs. Work it back around. Nolan Swan working down low. Landis Fidel couldn't get the shot to go. Pat clobbered. Foul call back the other direction. Micah McClure out top. He'll take a long three. Short off the mark. When to go. Trying to save the basketball was Isaac Schultz. Here beside him trying to do just the same was Ryan Chester. Either one of them could get a good grip on it. He goes out of bounds. Going to bring it in from the backcourt. 6.5 minutes left. Quarter 47-38. Blue Devils by 9. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. Side Sam Quigley. Back out top near the center line, center court line. Nolan Swan, he'll dribble. Right side, back to Grady. Outside the arc. 3-point shot is good. Nice form. Keith Carpenter for three. He's going to get a steal. He's going to have Micah McClure defense. He's going to have to go back up and finger roll. That was Grady Carpenter. The defender, he couldn't dunk it right there. Got to get the definite basket. At top of the basketball, McClure got the dribble. He'll pass it out top to Chester. Throw line. They'll work it to Isaac. Isaac Schultz, spin move into paint. A jump shot. He got fouled on the way up. They've already signaled that he is shooting here. Yeah. Got no shots here, but he was definitely shooting. And after the first shot, checking in, will be Max Hamilton again. Isaac Schultz getting the free throw. He'll get another one. Hamilton back in the ballgame, a 5'10 senior. Taking a breather for Adam Sinkler. Number 10, Ryan Chester. Rims off, would go, rebound. Swan. It's 39 on the game clock. Up in the backcourt. McClure providing some defense. Work. They get to the front court, Grady Carpenter. Working back around. Hamilton knocks it free. Picked back up by Grady. You see him Quigley. Circle, Nolan Swan. Triple threat available. For him is Max Hamilton. He'll work it left side. Keep the dribble alive. Working to Tracy. Right back to Nolan. Get him a new dribble. Working right side. See him Quigley. 5:12 left. Fourth quarter. By 13. 52-39. Some friction out top. For the basketball. Adam Central defending well in this possession. Up on 3-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for Ryan Tracy. I think of that. It was landing Spidell. Spidell right there to board the basketball. They're going to whistle a foul right here. It's going to be whistled on number 12, Trace Muller. In the fourth quarter, have two fouls. The way to whoever gets the 5 first for shooting. Free throws. 4:50 left. Here in the fourth quarter, Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Center circle. the right side. Going to be a bump in there. No call. They might have got away with one there. They go to the corner with it. Sam Quigley, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Court on the dribble. Trey Smallwell outside the arc. Reber for three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. They'll bring it back to Nolan Swan. He'll bring it to the timeline. Nolan Swan on the dribble. And McClure playing defense with his chest. Could be a recent foul. Grady Carpenter had the basketball opposite of the score bench in the front court. They're going to whistle a foul on Max Hamilton. He's got one. The ball game for Adam Fisher at number 10. Ryan Chester. Some got a good minutes quality right here. Gets a knuckle. That's from Aaron McClure, the head coach. The front court drive across the timeline. It's Nolan Swan. The pain to take a floater. Got a 10-foot floater. He was open. Shoot it. He got two. 4:39, a 15-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 4 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Around the perimeter to the corner. Reber for three. A short wouldn't go. Rebound to Grady Carpenter. The point guard for the time being. Point guard is number 11, Nolan Swan. Back to Grady across the timeline on the dribble. So already working the paint. Back his way down. He goes to the corner with it. Pay for three. Out long would go. Rebound Reber. To the front court. He's going to wait on some offense. The arc three-point shot is good. Trey Smaller for three. Right elbow extended. 33 left. 3:33 left here in the fourth quarter. Well, 54. Brian Jets, 42. Second timeout. So maybe Jackson Money going to check in during this timeout. We are thankful. We'll mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008 to support education-based school varsity athletics. Fall in the spring, it's Lafayette Central Catholic Night. Fall in the fall, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. Fall in the winter, Blue Devils basketball. Hamilton Heights. He has his basketball. 33 left in the fourth quarter. Second horn. Second timeout. Officials going to come from the score bench. Check on the timeout situation. You don't want to ever a Weber situation. Awful. NCAA way back when. Put him from the backcourt. Dee Carpenter and then Nolan Swan. They'll dribble it to the timeline on the cross-court pass in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter back to Nolan. Defense, just one guy in the backcourt. Central, that's 23. Braylon Reber. Pass baseline, goes up to get it. Sam Quigley, sky, should get that one. Pass going to be intercepted. Goes the lane, shot wouldn't go. Isaac Schultz, ball carries back out. Three-point shot wouldn't go either. 12, Trace Muller. Top three-point shot taken by McClure. Go and rebounding the basketball in the paint right side of the bucket. 12, Trace Muller, and he'll get the two-point bucket. 50 left, fourth quarter. 4:44, Tipton by 10. Front court throwing back and forth. And Swan and Grady Carpenter. 39, elbow, Jackson Money to the corner. Quigley. Near the center line, to work a bounce pass, jump shot on the way, rims down long, Jackson Money. And Adam Central. Trace Muller. They're on the dribble. They work a right side to Reber. To arc. Out top to Chester. Left side to Micah McClure. He'll work it down low. Isaac. Schultz couldn't get the first shot to go. Got his own rebound and laid it over the rim. Shot is good. Oh, a timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins. 8 left. Fourth quarter, 30-second timeout. Was by 8, 54-46. We'll also mention this game is in part to you. Fritz and Fishers. A Tom and Fishers and Fritz and Noblesville. They have quality cars, trucks, QBs. Preferred low mileage and one owner automobiles. 8599 East 116th Street. 317-842-228. 317-842-2228. here at the Noblesville location, 317-773-2232. They're right there along State Road 32. That's scriptsandfishers.com. ITV. And fourth catch crossing the timeline now is Grady Carpenter. Team, he'll pass out of it. Left side near the corner, Sam Quigley. Dump pass to Sam. We're going to back around. Going to be a steal right there. Reber in the front court. Ahead to McCorder. McCorder goes off the glass. Couldn't get it. Rebound putback is good for Isaac Schultz. There's a lot of friction in this ball game. A lot of bumping. Not all the fouls are being whistled. Going to work out of bounds. Be a tough foul. McCorder is going to bump Swan out of bounds. That's past the center court line by the scorer's bench. Nolan falls out of bounds, and there's no foul call. And they're talking about a timeout. May have called a timeout. They saw a 60-second timeout. 29 left. Quarter. Point advantage for Tipton. 54-48. Thank you for tuning in. Full 60-second timeout. We're making this game is in part to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Industrial Park and Self Storage. They have indoor and outdoor storage. That big pole barn. Pole barn is huge. It will handle a lot of storage. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now for them. 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Or on the web, www.ipsindiana.com. Industrial Park and Self Storage. Don't forget, the All-Star Game is going to be at Gainbridge, February 18th. Tyrese Burton will start on his way to being somewhat of a Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller is the best pacer ever played. Or Chester, who worked it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Isaac Schultz, the 4-point ball game, 54-40. Tipton was in the same battle with Hamilton Heights last night. They had the score 54-40. Surround. Nolan Swan, they bring the ball back out. 105 left. Trying to keep the basketball here in the front court. Grady Carpenter. Double team. Reber and Tester. Now this is Sam Quigley. Pick up the dribble. And jump pass back to Grady. And the work to Ryan Tracy. And the ball unavailable as the defense converges. They go down low off the glass. Sam Quigley, Nolan Swan found him all alone. And double teams will make him available. 5 seconds left. Outside the arc, we're going to back around. McClure, step back three. Rims off short, rebound, Nolan Swan. Spin move, going to bring it through the front court on the dribble. There's going to be a foul by Isaac Schultz. That could be in the neighborhood of an intentional foul at the high school level. Those are tough to call. I can understand why they did the common foul on Isaac Schultz. Fourth foul during the quarter on the fine jet. Yes, they're going to take a breather. Brought in 23.4 left. Quarter. 6:50. Blue Devils by 6. Going to be brought in by Sam Quigley. High, deep in the backcourt. Picked up. Noah Swan, they'll keep control of it. Bump foul, and Micah McClure did not foul him, but it's time that he did to foul him. It'll be the 15th foul in the quarter. 2 shots awarded. Noah Swan's going to shoot him on free throw percentage on the Tipton team, other than Gavin Hare. 4%. For Swan, he gets the first one. So he'll get one more. Chester is back in the game. He got a little breather. I might go offense, defense with him. 20.9 left. Second shot for Swan is also good. 58-50. 20 seconds left. McClure crossing the timeline. Left side, working down low to Schultz. Glass couldn't get it. Grady Carpenter was defending the shot. He's going to get called for the foul. Didn't go in, and Isaac Schultz took the shot. He'll get two shots. A foul. So, played all this time, and Carpenter picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Going to check back in. That's Max Hamilton. It's defense. Nope, he's not going in for. He's not going in for Trace Muller. He's going in for Ryan Chester. Little offense defense. Chester's going to already go step by the scores bench. Second shot for Schultz. Good. He got the back end. Couldn't get the first one. 58-51. 14 seconds left. No one. He'll pass to the front court. Jackson Money's all alone. The layup is good. 60-51. 5 seconds. Toss down low. Tipped around. Picked up by Ryan Tracy. Noah Swan holding the basketball. Will hand it to the official. A good ball game here. Central. Worth every bit of the drive. Guy's going to cross in front of the scores bench and shake hands. What a quality environment right here. This gym is special. We do thank you for tuning in. Final score, Tipton, 60. Adams Central, 51. And we'll mention again Adams Central. Their next game is going to be this Thursday. The first, 6 o'clock, 7:30 kick for the varsity. Tremont Eagles will be right here with Adams Central, the Flying Jets. The Blue Devils, their next ball game. The next Saturday, they'll get some time off, get their legs back underneath them. They'll play next Saturday. It'll be 12 noon for the JV, 30 p.m. for the varsity. Gifts and Blue Devils will travel to Shenandoah with the Raiders. And we do appreciate you tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. I'm going to show you the ball game. AT&T, always keeping us safe. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, let him go. Burn.
We need the game ball.